Welcome back to the Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. The show is live and free on our website right now, and it is mobile. You can use our mobile site. Our mobile site on your smartphone would be a beautiful thing, as well as, of course, tune in. And then you can get a podcast of our show and thousands, and I mean thousands, of other hours of Phil Henry Show audio going back over 15 years with a backstage pass for only $9.99. That's a year. And that includes, that's a month, and that includes our video casts and our video archive, and then we have a audio-only tier that is, I think it's around $4.99. Do you know what it is, bud?
Yeah, about $4.99, or it's either $4.99 or $3.
How much is it, man? Quit screwing around. Well, what is it, bud?
I don't know.
Then call up Alex and ask. Go on the site and look.
It's $4.99 if anyone wants to know.
Okay, thank you, Margaret.
God.
Well, I didn't look.
Yeah, that would be a nice thing, being one of the producers of the show. So anyway, do it and do it today. Brad Rifkin is still with us?
Yeah, Brad's on the phone. He did not. He said he don't want to get blown off the line like some punk.
He don't want to get blown off the line. Is that exactly how he said it?
Well, what do you think?
Well, I guess, okay, let me talk to him first. Brad Rifkin on the line with us. Where is he, man? Oh, there he is. Hey, Brad, it's Phil.
Yeah, look, I know you got on Danger, but what I heard the phone click, and I called back, and I said, what's the story? And Bud says to me, we're all done with you. Thanks a lot. And I said, no, you're not done with me. And he said, yeah, we are, click. And I said, I called back, and I said, it's Brad Rifkin, click. I heard he hung up again.
What are you doing, bud?
You said you were done with him.
Doesn't mean you hang up continuously on a guy.
Yeah, that's what he did. I said, and he goes, and I said, it's Brad. I want to talk to Phil. And he says, that's nice, click. And then
this was all during the news break.
I'm sorry?
This was all just now?
Yeah, this is all just now. And
thanks a lot for squealing, by the way.
Hey, let me tell you something, Dickman. You're the guy that was hanging up on me, okay?
Yeah, thanks for squealing.
He's not squealing. He's a guest letting me know how we're handling things here. Okay?
Well, but still, you know, Rifkin, this is General Shaw. You know, you are sort of ratting the kid out a little bit, aren't you?
What do you mean I'm ratting the kid out? I called up because I wanted to. Phil had me on his show. I called up. I go, hey, what happened? I lost the connection. He says, yeah, we don't need you no more, click. And I said, well, you dirty. And so I called back. And I said, it's Brad Rifkin. He said, oh, yeah, we don't need you no more, click. And I called back, and I said, please don't hang up on me. I want to understand something. Why am I not? He said, Phil don't want to talk no more to you. And he says he wants to talk to this gay, and click. And,
Oh, that's great. Did you say that?
Yeah.
Well, wait till I get Doug back on the line.
Boom! Everybody ratted me out.
Everyone seems to want to stick the shank in Dickman's back, and they don't want to test it out on their own. Maybe it's because you can't reach around and stick a shank in your own back. But I think it's a little bit more than that. I think they want to feed Dickman to that veterinarian in Denmark.
Oh, my God. That's a terrible thing to say.
Well, you know, it better him than me. I don't know what you mean by a veterinarian in Denmark, but that doesn't sound too good, you know.
Well, it's some guy that killed a giraffe and then cut the animal up in front of some children and say, hey, Doug, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here, Phil. Look, you know, Bud, it's Doug Danger. I'm a gay man. You're right. I'm the gay. And if I met you out in public, out in an open setting, okay, where there's lots of elbow room, no mistakes can be made, everybody's on the record, and we're out in a full, sunny, lit, well-lit plaza, let's say, I'd love for you to say, oh, you're the gay on Phil Henry's show, because, brother, you'd be on then.
I didn't do anything wrong.
Well, then don't call me, you know, Phil's talking about the gay, you know. That's what he said. He says, I got to talk to the gay, click. You know.
What did you say, bud?
All I said was that we don't need Rifkin no more. You're talking to a gay man.
Wait, so I'm gay man now. Is that it? Am I a superhero?
Yeah, sort of. Sort of a superhero.
Oh, isn't that nice? Look, you know.
I think there should be a lot more respect on this program for all persuasions of people. Gay, straight, heterosexual, transgender, gender real, gender... Just all of the genders, and I think it should, and as well as Frank, obviously, and his gender confusion.
Well, that Frank's gender confusion, I heard his podcast. Man, that thing was all jacked up. That was all kinds of messed up. And I just want to say, Phil, that...
Thanks a lot, Doug. Must be drunk, huh?
Yeah, I told you he's drunk.
Now, I think it's just, I think they got done with their work day over there at the Orange County Courier, and Doug is hammered. All right, let's get Brad Rifkin back up on the line here. Brad, and Doug was going to talk with us about a number of things, one of them having to do with being gay, openly proclaiming it, and if anybody's got a problem with it, you just get right up in their face and say, you know, what's it to you? I mean, that sounds very confrontational, but I suppose as an advertising guy and a guy that works closely with the networks, it's something that you would look forward to.
Well, you know, I don't want to, Phil, I don't want to say that we're looking to artificially create confrontation and drama and everything like this. There's no question that having an openly gay football player in the National Football League is going to be a big story. And wherever there's a big story, there's the possibility that there is more to the story, that the story is ongoing. And when you have a sport like the National Football League, which is a televised sport once a week, all kinds of personalities, all kinds of stories having to do with the individual players, their lives, their relations on the team, the success of their season, the success of the ball club in general. It's very, very compelling. And so as an advertiser, we look for those stories, and we want to buy in. I think we want to buy into the National Football League this coming season with both feet, as I like to say it.
All right, when you say with both feet, that means a lot of money?
Well, yeah, but it means a lot of money, but also means a stake. It means not just money. It means we want to have a permanent stake. We want to be a fixture, an advertising fixture in the National Football League. We want to be there. We want to be a part of that game like we're a part of the furniture, like we're something that's stuck under it. I don't want to say stuck under a table, but... You know what I'm talking about.
Hey, I'm stuck on a table, man. It's not too good.
Well, you might want to use a different image.
Well, look, I don't care. We want to wedge our way in whatever way what we can. You see, because I don't care if we're something that's stuck under a table. I don't care if we're something stuck to the shoe. We want in. Now, the NFL is a big deal, and there's a lot of people that pay a lot of money to be a part of that. And the NFL has only got so many opportunities advertising-wise, but we want in. And as I say, even if it means that we're a piece of toilet paper stuck to, you know, that didn't get, wiped off.
Why are you using imagery like that?
Look, Margaret.
Yeah, it is a little grotesque.
Why would you use an image like a piece of toilet paper that's stuck up the... You know what?
Because I'm trying to give the audience as clear a picture as I can as to how desperate some advertisers are to become a part of the National Football League.
Well, look, I mean, how tough can it be, man? I mean, there's are you talking about game day broadcast?
Yeah, I'm talking about in-game advertising.
Well, that's very expensive.
I don't care. My clients have got all kinds of money. Doesn't make any difference with very expensive. Price is not the issue. It's opportunity. Opportunity, see?
What about local, buying local on the NFL affiliated stations? So, in other words, here in Los Angeles, the Fox channel is Channel 11. So, if you can't buy a network opportunity on Fox, you can certainly buy a position during the broadcast on local.
Well, local is local. You're only getting the LA market. We want the whole country. Well, the LA market is a significant market, it's just one city. And we want the whole country, see?
Well, are you looking to get people in at buying the products that you're selling?
Obviously, yes. But, jeez, there's a newsflash, yes.
There's no need to be a smartass about it, Brad.
Well, am I looking to get people to buy? Yes, of course we are. Of course we are.
All right, let's everybody calm down. We don't have to get so upset. I'll tell you what, I have to take a break here.
Of course we are.
All right, you don't have to be a smartass about it.
All right, but I mean, of course... Are you looking to get people to buy it? No, we're not. I just want to throw money away.
All right, please hold the line. I appreciate that very much, Margaret. Please.
What a smartass.
Well, look, what happened to Danger? He was giving four gay thumbs up. And
all right, hold on, General. We're going to be right back on the Phil Henry Show with more from Brad Rifkin. If you want to get Danger back, he sounded like he was hammered to me, but I could very well be wrong. We'll see what we can do, bud.
You want to call him back?
Yes. Find out what's up with him. I had to hang up on him because he belched. Although, Margaret, if I hung up on Margaret, although she's in studio, if I just cut off Margaret every time she belched, she'd be dead.
How dare you.
Well, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Brad Rifkin with us, Doug Danger in just a second. A lot of confusion here behind the scenes on who exactly is on the air and who isn't. And we're spending a lot of time here on the Michael Sam story, the young national, soon-to-be National Football League player, a young defensive end with the University of Missouri. It's his senior year, and he is graduating. He is an openly gay player. He came out to his teammates early this year, this football year. I'm not exactly sure, and forgive me, folks, because I'm not too up on this story. If this was a story earlier, it might have been big locally. It might have been big in the conference news, but it's become national. And I think it's because Michael Sam had already, he'd shared it with his teammates, but not with the rest of the media. That's what I'm gathering here. All right. So anyway, we've got Doug Danger on the phone. We got him back. Brad Rifkin as well. We have not given short shrift to the giraffe story, which is a big story as far as I'm concerned.
The giraffe story, it sounds
kind of funny.
Well, it does sound humorous.
It doesn't really, because it is the most disgusting story.
I understand that, Phil. We're trying to give it a light touch.
Don't be given any light touches to stories about animals that are getting killed.
Oh, okay, Clem. Don't be giving.
Well, it does sound a little, you know, they're worried about the Billy tendency that you have.
Yeah, this whole thing about me going Billy is pretty weird. It's pretty funny, to be honest with you.
Well, I think it's tragic if it's true.
It's not true. I'm just trying to speak in a colloquial way that the audience will understand. Let me just, if you don't mind, Brad Rifkin with us, Doug Danger, back on the line. Doug, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here, and I've got to give the same kind of complaint now. I didn't think I'd be finding myself in agreement with Brad Rifkin too much here tonight, but this guy Dickman is obviously looking for something. He's looking to start something.
I'm not starting anything.
Well, I called back.
Oh, wait. I just want to find out here, okay, if you don't mind.
Yeah, this is the guy Dickman that I go, hi, is Phil there, click.
Yeah, that's sort of what happened to me.
Okay, is that what happened? And if you don't mind, Brett, you called back?
Let me tell you what happened. I belched because I'd had a beer, okay? And he didn't hang up on me. You potted me down or did something. And on the line, next thing I hear is Dickman with that frog voice of his. I'm hearing, you belched and Mr. Henry wants this and that. I said, look, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And he goes, what's that got to do with it?
Yeah, that's exactly what I said.
And I said, I'll tell you what's got something to do with it. Mr. Henry's talking about a story about a gay man and a gay football player who come out. Big news tonight. And you're slamming the phone down on a gay man, gay journalist. And I started to use a little bit of shorthand, and I said, that's when I heard click. You know,
what do you mean shorthand?
I used the gay shorthand.
Started saying, hey, I'm.
You mind if I do it, okay? Mumbles.
Well, you're mumbles. Nobody understands what you say.
And you mind if I do it, mumbles? So I said to him, I'm Doug Danger, gay. And he said, and he goes, click. So then I called back. Okay, you know.
That's exactly what he did. Don't give me a chance to say nothing.
No, he didn't. So I called back. I said, yeah, it's Doug Danger, gay man, gay journal. And he said, did you say gay urinal? Ha ha, click. So I called back again.
How many of these guys are calling and you're hanging up on them?
Yeah, because you said you was all done.
I called back again. And I go, Dickman, don't do it. I said, Danger gay, me Danger, me gay. And he said, thank you, Tarzan, click. I mean, this went on for like 15 minutes. Well, I don't think it's funny, Phil, at all.
All right, I'm sorry, but did you say that?
Well, yeah, it's like me Danger, me gay, me journal. And I said, what? He goes, it's me. I'm using the shorthand. And I go, okay, thanks a lot, Tarzan. And I go, click. I mean, I didn't go click. I mean, I made the phone go click, you know.
Well, then, no, hold on for a minute, because you should tell Phil what you... This jackass, he actually, when I called, I said, it's Brad Rifkin. He says, Phil, don't want to talk to you no more. And he verbally, he said, click. And I said, what are you doing, man? He's still on the phone. And he goes, yeah, but I made it hang up with my mouth. And I said, is there anything else you can do with that mouth? Because I got a $20 bill. Click. That's when I heard that.
You guys spent more... You guys spent more time screwing around than anybody, than anything I've ever heard in my life.
And this is what you're saying. In other words, click, $20 bills. This is the nonsense that's going on.
I've got to agree, Bud. I'm very disappointed. Phil has a show to produce.
I'm trying to produce a show, and I got the gay. And you guy called up. I'm Doug Danger, gay man, gay journal. Me, and then you got me, Danger.
Yeah, I'm using gay short. You want to tell him about the gay shorthand, Phil?
Will you knock it off with gay shorthand and just say it? Now, Brad, let me get to Doug. What is the message here, Doug?
That's about what?
The Michael Sam.
Oh, we're back on that. Okay, great, because I'm trying to... Am I going to be on the air, or do I got to call? Because I'll do the shorthand if you want. You know, I'll do whatever you want. But I'm gay, just for people to know, I'm Doug Gay, Gay Journal. Okay? Me talk, Michael Sam. Sam. Look, butch up, kick ass. Me, Danger.
What is that, man?
Okay, man, I guess I gotta go through the whole thing again with you. I told you I was gonna start using the gay shorthand.
Nobody understands a word you are saying, okay?
Doug, I don't understand that.
Phil, I got a deadline. I gotta get back to my computer, my word processor, whatever. Sometimes I use a typewriter. You know why? Because I want to feel I'm gay. All right? Okay, Phil?
Yes, yes.
All right, and I want to feel what it feels like to be a good old-fashioned reporter getting that story out, okay? That's what I want. Look, I respect that, dang it. I respect that. What I don't respect is when you come on and you say, me, dang a gay, Michael Spall gay, kick ass. Because it ain't that you're saying nothing offensive. I don't know. I'll tell you right now, I'm Doug Gay, Danger Gay. Gay journalist. Me. You understand?
Hey, Doug, it's not working. Doug, no one understands what you're saying. I'm an elderly man, and what you're talking, the way you're talking right now, makes me want to pick up an M1 and go hunt up a gay man in a gay journal.
The gay journal? You mean like The Advocate?
No, what you were just saying, you called yourself gay journal.
No, I did not. No, I said... I'm Danger, me Danger Gay Journal. Danger Journal, that's what I said. All right? So this is the short. Say, Danger, me Danger Gay, me Danger Journal. Gay. Football player, small gay. He's small, he gay. Gay man.
Yeah.
What about it? What about it? Man, I just gave you the whole story. I just handed you the whole story, and the guy sits there with what about it. Do you love it? You gotta love that.
I totally join Brad in his what about it question.
I do as well, although I will say this. I admire the confrontational tone, because I think what you're saying is, if Michael Small is challenged by a homophobe, he should say, I'm gay, what do you want to do about it?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
How did you figure that out?
Because I was listening to the gay shorthand.
Yeah, but if you listen, then you figure it out. Right here. Me gay. Me. You gay? I don't think so.
And that means if Michael Smalls, and I didn't hear his name mentioned at once, says that he's gay and someone gives him a hard time, he should start swinging on the guy.
You got it.
It seemed pretty clear to me.
Yeah, I finally heard that one, yeah.
Oh, come on. Somebody is yanking me. Someone is yanking me, if you don't mind me saying. Doug, I gotta go. I've got a couple more things I want to talk to Brad about, if you don't mind.
Me gay. That means don't hang up on me.
I'm hanging up on you, okay?
All right, fine.
Click.
Does that mean I'm hung up on?
Yeah.
Hey, Bud, what's with the click? Why don't you just hang up?
Because if I hang up, and there's all these other lines that may hang up, too.
What do you mean, all these other? You've had Brad Rifkin on another line there.
Well, not that one, but the other ones.
There's nobody on those lines.
Oh, yeah.
Man, you are something else, man. I don't think I've ever met anybody in my whole life as dumb as you, man.
Yeah, except when you talk to yourself.
Really funny. All right, so Brad will be back with us. We'll wrap up, or maybe not. We've got a couple of other things we want to talk to you guys. We're going to get back into the giraffe story which is really pissing me off. And some kid in Vietnam who invented the Flappy Bird game, he says the game has ruined his life. He's all messed up. His brain is on pause because he invented a game. I don't know. The thing about the story that blew me away was that it was a kid in Vietnam. It wasn't too long ago that that country was just ripped to shreds. It was just a big battle zone, and now there's a kid there who's bummed out because Flappy Bird is messing his mind up. Not like napalm or, big B-52s. It's Flappy Bird. It's wild, it's wicked, it's wacky. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Don't forget a backstage pass, man. Gives you access to thousands of hours of audio on our show. We'll be right back. Thank you. World-famous Phil Henry Show, and welcome back to the program. Okay, so I've been writing emails. I've been doing I'm multitasking.
Well, that's what happens when you're the big shot owner of a media empire, as you are, Phil, not.
Okay, thanks for the slam, Margaret.
I'm joking around, but you are multitasking here during the break.
You know, Phil, you need to hire, what do you want to call it? They have them in the film business, the personal assistant.
Well, get one of them.
Oh, a personal assistant. Well, sure, I had to do that. I got all kinds of money for that. Get a personal assistant. Put somebody else on salary and have them follow me around. You know, I actually do have an assistant, but they also do 85 billion other things. So, and being here in the middle of the night, one of the things, doing a show at night, the people that work for you or the people that are supporting you, everybody's at home. Everybody is enjoying their families. I'm not about to start putting that on people, although I will bug them if we have a technical problem. By the way, this evening we had a little bit of a difficulty getting on the air with our video cast, but that was simply the crappy service we get from... I'm kidding. No, it wasn't. We had to just reboot our computers around here. All right. Brad Rifkin joining us for just a few more seconds here. I guess what we'll do is take it to the 45 break and... then...
Well, Phil, don't go through this on the air. You're giving people the behind the scenes.
Yeah, you're not allowed to do that, are you?
Not allowed to do what?
Yeah, give up on the behind.
Not the behind, the behind the scenes.
I'm doing it whether I'm supposed to do it or not. There's no rules. Do you understand? There's no rules. You can do whatever you want to do. No rules. Somebody says to me, oh, we can hear Nikki counting down the commercial breaks. So what?
Well, that don't sound professional.
Oh, it doesn't sound professional. I'm the guy that determines what sounds professional, okay? I said to Nikki, she's too young to remember. There used to be a guy on television named Ernie Kovacs. Ernie Kovacs turned the camera around, and he showed everybody the cables, and he showed everybody the staging, and he showed everybody the back lot, and he was the first guy to turn that camera around and show the audience all of the technical and mechanical stuff that went into doing a television show. And people reacted to that negatively at first. Oh, God, what? I didn't know. Oh, wow. Well, now it's something that everybody does. And it was begun by Ernie Kovacs.
So you think you're some big groundbreaking talent, having Nikki going 5, 4, 3, 2. You think that's going to...
Oh, I don't think so, Phil. I don't think that's the next big thing in radio.
I didn't say it was. I didn't say it was. I'm just saying... we do anything we want around here, The time is now for... you remember the old TV ad they had about when Ronald Reagan was running for president? The time is now for Reagan. Remember that? Anybody? I guess not.
Well, I'm trying to forget. As a liberal, I'm trying to forget. Because every time I heard... It was Robert Stack, who was a dear friend of ours. God rest his soul. Robert Stack, who had been on The Untouchables, who had been on Unsolved Mysteries, who had been on the... And Frank knew him, and I knew him.
But speaking of Frank, I want to have him on and talk about his podcast.
Excuse me, I'm talking?
God, Margaret, who do you think you are anyway? Andy By God Jackson? Phil's got something to do.
Andy By God never mind.
No, it's okay. You were saying about Robert Stack.
Robert Stack. And when I heard his voice, beautiful voice that Robert Stack had, say, the time is now for Reagan, I thought I was going to... pitch up everything I'd ever eaten in the last 6 years. I thought it was going to be a vomit tsunami. You know what I'm saying, Phil?
Oh, God.
Jesus, Margaret.
Well, I'm sorry.
That's pretty grotesque.
I'm sorry. And I said to myself, oh, God, we are in for it now. Ronald Reagan, my eye.
I don't know where we are now. Ronald Reagan. Yeah, so that was his. You talk about me giving a speech. I don't even remember what it was I wanted to talk about.
Yeah, and she does that all the time.
I do not.
Hold on. The time is now. So the time is now in radio. The time is now to do anything. Do anything. Radio is so tight-ass now. Radio is so scared to death and frightened and has so dialed it down into just the most basic, scared, tight little conservative formats. And I'm not just talking about talk radio. I'm talking about music. Everything has just completely been gelded and gutted so far back down to the bone that there is absolutely... You try anything different in this business now, people look at you like you're a freak. It is a joke. It's a joke. I tell you, radio is a laughing stock. Television, film, everybody else is experimenting, trying different things, trying new things, trying new techniques. Not in radio. That's why it's all gone to podcasting. That's why everybody is downloading podcasts. That's why people are into on-demand listening to podcasts. And that's why 50 million people now are listening to podcasts. That's why one of the biggest broadcasters in the history of the radio broadcasting business, Norm Pattis, has gone into the podcast business. That's why some guy like John Dickey and Lou, these two guys that run Cumulus, these two dumbasses, back in February say, well, you don't understand digital. These two guys run one of the biggest radio companies in the world, and the guy comes out and before God and man and says he doesn't understand digital. This brain surgeon. You understand what we're talking about here? So if you're giving me a hard time because Nikki's counting it down, I'll do anything. I'm going to start using four-letter words here. You watch.
Oh, well, big deal, Phil. Everybody does that.
No, they don't. They say they do, but they don't. On broadcast radio, I'm going to start saying MFFS. B,
oh, come on, Phil. You'll sink yourself in the radio business. Oh, no, not that.
Don't be so cynical, Phil.
Why not? When I'm going to start saying FMFS.
What about CS?
Yes, CS.
CS and P and.
What about the C word?
C word. CB, BC.
What is that?
I'm making it up. All right. So anyway, that's what we're going to be doing there. Brad Rifkin for just a couple of seconds here, as I mentioned, and then we are going to go on to Dean Wheeler, who will be in Northern California from the Northern California Holistic Center to talk about the mistreatment of animals, especially that poor giraffe there in Denmark. That was a disgusting and vile, and I can't even begin to tell you. So, Brad, the final comment on Michael Small, and then Michael Sam, rather, and then we are on to the giraffe story.
Don't let me keep you from the giraffe here, Phil.
I'm very happy to talk to you, but I want you to kind of wrap up for us.
All right, well, I will wrap up by saying this. You know, first of all, you got a gay player, and people are going to tune in to see what happens. Now, you say, well, what's he going to do? He's going to play football. He's obviously going to be a good football player, but people are going to want to see what what's he going to do on the sidelines. We have contracted with Billington Communications. I just made that up. I don't know. We got to find a company that's got cameras.
What do you mean you just made it up?
I was going to say we contracted with a production company, but we haven't. So I made up a name. I shouldn't have done that. It was very wrong.
You made up a name. Why not just say we haven't done it yet?
Because I don't want it to sound like we're a bunch of stumble bums and we don't know what we're doing. That's why.
Well, now you do, because you admitted to having made it up.
Because I know somebody might have looked up Billington Communications and realized it doesn't exist.
All right. I mean, it sounds to me like a... Go ahead.
All right. And now I probably shouldn't have said anything about it either, because I sound even worse. What we want to do is hire a production company.
That's what you should have said.
I know that now. We want to hire a production company, and we want them to go down on the sidelines and follow this guy Sam around with a camera to see if he does anything... That
if he does anything gay.
Yeah, but you're not going to say that.
You're going to call go if he does anything gay.
And what is that going to look like?
What's what going to look like?
You're going to follow this guy around to see if he does anything gay. So what does that mean?
Well, Phil, I'm in support of this young man, as we all are. I'm not trying. You're making it sound like I'm the bad guy.
Well, what does that mean, you're going to have a camera following him around to see if he does anything gay?
The audience, the people in America... They may say they support this kid. I'm sure they do. They're not going to do anything to stop him from playing football. But you know that there's a lot of them that are keeping their mouths shut because they don't want to look like a bunch of bigots and slobs. And they're waiting to see if he pulls some gay, if he pulls a gay caper, you know.
Well, a gay caper. I'd appreciate if he'd speak English, Phil. And by the way, would you get my husband, please?
Margaret, don't give direction. Okay, yes, would you mind speaking English? What do you mean, get your husband?
I'm talking to Bud.
I will do that.
I was off mic.
Can I say something?
Go ahead.
I'm not saying that we're following him around to see if he does a gay sex act. I'm saying follow him around to see if there's any swish.
Boy, what a stereotype. You've got this guy already packaged as a stereotype. Tune in this weekend to see if Michael Sam swishes or has a limp wrist or something like that.
I mean, I'm saying, Phil, no, I'm not saying that at all.
That's exactly what you're saying. That's exactly how you're pitching it. You want to get a production company. How are you going to get the camera on the sidelines?
You don't have to get the camera on the sidelines, but I mean,
Well, you said you want to follow him around.
I want to get a camera somewhere in the stands and do a close-up on the guy and follow him through the day, you know, beginning when he gets out of bed, goes all the way to the stadium, getting undressed, dressed. I don't know if they'll let us have a camera in the locker room. I guess they won't, huh?
No, they won't. They won't.
All right, well, boy, you said that fast.
No, especially if you're doing what you're doing. They wouldn't let you within 10 miles of the stadium, but go ahead.
Well, Phil, I got the feeling that you give the big... If you were dang it, you'd give it the 6 gay thumbs down, right?
No, I'm just telling you, it's an insulting idea. I'm sure he's going to be a tabloid item. There's no question that he will be the subject of wagging tongues in the tabloid world. But to follow him up and down the sideline with a camera to see if he, quote, does anything gay is pretty childish, pretty insulting. And
what you've done is you've just dismissed my entire media effort, my company, and the people who work for me. Thank you very much.
Click!
I don't need you to go click, okay? I know how to...
Well, there.
Click.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Brad. I didn't mean to hang up on you. You're a good man, Brad. Your idea sucks, but you've had a lot of bad ideas, and I don't take it personally, but I got to get going, man. We have to take a break, and I didn't mean to hang up on you, but I had to hang up on you. Is he calling? Is that him again?
Yeah. What? No, Phil don't want to talk about you no more. He don't want to talk about it no more.
That's what he's talking about, bud.
You just hung up on him again.
Yeah, because you said you don't want to talk. Wait a minute. Hello? No, he don't want to talk. Yeah, click. Are you still there?
Give me the phone. Hey, Brad, I'm sorry, man. Put him back on. Brad, I'm sorry.
I mean, you sound like you hung up on me again.
No, I didn't mean to hang up on you. Thank you. You're always going to be my go-to guy in Vegas. Thank you.
All right, Phil.
Oh, he's calling back. Is you still, yeah.
Yes, he's still there. Say thank you and hang up.
Click. No, I didn't hang up on you.
Give me the phone. Hang it up. God!
You have got to be the most tolerant employer in the history of the world, or you're just as brain dead as the guys you hire. I don't know what it is yet. I'm still thinking it through.